கமலாவல்லப சாயி ஷாமாம் பாகி கல்யாண கிருஷ்ண கோவிந்தா. கமலாவல்லப சாயி ஷாமாம் பாகி பக்தவத்சல சாயி ஷாமாம் பாகி கல்யாண கிருஷ்ண கோவிந்தா. பக்தவத்சல வேணுவிலோல சாயி ஷாமாம் பாகி கல்யாண கிருஷ்ண கோவிந்த. வேணுவிலோல விஜய கோபால சாயி ஷாமாம் பாகி கல்யாண கிருஷ்ண கோவிந்த. விஜய கோபால பிரசாந்தி நிலைய சாயி ஷாமாம் பாகி கல்யாண கிருஷ்ண கோவிந்த. பிரசாந்தி பார்த்தி புரிஷாயி ஷாமாம் பாகி கல்யாண கிருஷ்ண கோவிந்த. பார்த்தி புரிஷ பார்த்தி புரிஷாயி ஷாமாம் பாகி கல்யாண கிருஷ்ண கோவிந்த. பார்த்தி புரிஷாயி கமலா வல்ல சாயி சம பாகி கல்யாண கிருஷ்ண கோவிந்த. கமலா வல்ல பார்த்தி புரிஷாயி சம பாகி கல்யாண கிருஷ்ண கோவிந்த. பிரசாந்தி நிலைய சாயி ஷாமாம் பாகி கல்யாண கிருஷ்ண கோவிந்த. ஹரே 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 ஹரே
கல்யாண கிருஷ்ண கோவிந்த.
ஷிரடி புரிஷாயி ஷாமாம் பாகி கல்யாண கிருஷ்ண கோவிந்த. ஷிரடி புரிஷாயி ஷிரடி புரிஷாயி ஷாமாம் பாகி கல்யாண கிருஷ்ண கோவிந்த.
ஷிரடி
புரிஷாயி ஷாமாம் பாகி கல்யாண கிருஷ்ண கோவிந்த. பக்தவத்சல சாயி ஷாமாம் பாகி கல்யாண கிருஷ்ண கோவிந்த. பாகி கல்யாண கிருஷ்ண கோவிந்த. கமலாவல்லப சாயி ஷாமாம் பாகி கல்யாண சமர்த்த சத்குரு சாயிநாத் பாபா மகாராஜ் கு
ஜெய்.
வெல்கம் டு தி செகண்ட் செஷன். த டாபிக் அசைன் டு மீ இஸ் ஃப்ரம் ஃபார்ம் டு ஃபார்ம்லெஸ். ஃபார்ம் இஸ் சாகாரா வித் எ ஃபார்ம். Formless, nirakara, Sanskrit words. Sakara, formful. Nirakara, formless. Electricity has no form. Bulb has a form. Electricity has no farm. Mike has a farm. Electricity has no farm. Heater, generator, cooler have a farm. So the farmless is the basis for the farm. The farmless takes several farms. Love has no farm. Love has any form? Tall or short, fair or ugly, sweet or hot. No taste, no form. But mother who loves has a form. Husband who loves has a form. Wife who loves has a form. But love as such has no form. Clear? Truth has no form. But Lord Ramachandra has a form who spoke truth. Dharma has no form. But Dharmaraja of Mahabharata, he has a form. Values have no form. Those that practice values have form. So formless gives value to the form. Without this formless, value has no form. Mike has a farm, but there is electricity breakdown. You feel like breaking the mic. What do you do with this farm? Body has a farm, but life is not there. What do you do that? Dispose at the earliest. Therefore, life has no farm, but life has no farm, but the man has a farm. So form, formless. Formless is the foundation. Form is an elevation. Form is the projection. Form is the creation. Formless is the foundation, is the background. Simple example. These are all from Swami. Anil Kumar is not capable of giving such examples yet. Yet, I have my own reservation. Now, we go to movies. We find the light coming from there. It has no form. But when once it is projected on the screen, hero, heroine, dances all started. Out of that light, different forms have come. So that light has no form. But that is the cause for so many forms appearing over there. So formlessness is the cause for form. A little bit of background of my family. I hail from Brahmo Samaj, founded by Raja Ram Mohan Roy from Bengal for 3 generations. We believe in formless God, not God with a form. Yes. Swami knows pretty well, and he tolerated me. Yes. One day while talking, he said, this man speaks of Brahma Samaja, but he is with Brahma. Why all that Brahma Samaja? That is Satya Sai Baba. And then he said, Anil Kumar, yemappa, yemi Brahma Samajam cheppu chustamu. Say, what is Brahma Samajam? Let me see. I said, Swami, Brahma Samaj believes in formless, attributeless divine without a beginning nor an end. It is one of eternity. It is one of immortality. It is one of continuity to eternity without a beginning nor an end. It's okay. He knows how to silence people. Then he said, look here, Anil Kumar, do you have a form or not? Swami, I have perfect form. Yes, why not? Okay. Don't you see me? Yes, Swami. How do you see me? Because I have a form, right? And all the boys are here. How do you see them? Because they have form. Now, you go back for a vacation. You go back for a vacation and just lie down on bed. The moment you think of Kodaikanal, you see Swami there. You begin to imagine him. You begin to picturize him. You begin to think of the boys around. You project yourself also there. But that's all. I was not there at your place. Boys were not there. This room was not there. So the form helped you to think of formless. Form helped you to think of formless. Out of formless, form has come. Yeah, imagine nirakar vantao. What do you mean by formless? It is the only form that led to formlessness. It is the formless that led to form. Something like ice and water that are interconvertible, interchangeable, intertransformable. That's what Baba Gba explains, form and formless. That's our boy is singing that. He nirakari Allah. That's what they sing. You know that? You know that song? You know that? Come on. Oh, come on.
Nirakari Allah. Avatari Prabhu Ram, Janam Janam Mere Saath Raho Tum Jaise Sai Bhagwan, Janam Janam Mere Saath Raho Tum Jaise Sai सब है साई भगवान सब है साई भगवान
तुम ही हमारे माता पिता
निराकारी अल्लाह हे अवतार
So, the formful and formless are the two of the aspects that we have got to analyze. Perhaps it is a course of evolution. It is a course of transition. It is a process of development from form to formlessness. Form is limited. Formless is unlimited. Form is limited to time and space. Formless is beyond time and space. Form has attributes, saguna. Formless is attributeless, nirguna. Therefore, my friends, our spiritual journey is from sakara, from form, to nirakara, formless. From saguna, attributes, to nirguna, attributelessness. So it is a spiritual journey. They are not contradictory. We have to grow, to estimate, to comprehend, and to experience. We have to qualify ourselves. When we think of form, okay, be limited. When you transcend your own self beyond your body, when once you understand that I am not the body, I am not the mind, I am not this, I am something more. Idam shariram Kaunteya kshetrajnam abhidhiyate kshetrajnam chapumam vidhi sarvakshetreshu bharata. Kshetra is the body. Sarva kshetra, in all the bodies, kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi. I'm the indweller inside everyone. So in every form, there is formless God. Therefore, we are quite functional, alive, energetic, vital. That is God. Further, Upanishad says, pranasya pranam. Chakshusasya chakshuhu. Pranasya pranam. Chakshusasya chakshuhu. Srotrasya srotram. The ear is able to hear, not because of the ear. There are so many deaf people who can't hear. They have got ears more beautiful than all of our ears. Functionless. Because that hearing, that audition is divine. Ear has a form, audition has no form. Formless audition makes the formful ear listen to the sound. Similarly, eye. Do you think that the eye sees? No. There are many blind people with eyes. Meenakshi. The eyes are so big like that. Padmakshi. So large eyes, what do they use? They cannot see. But the vision, that which makes the eye see, is formless. Eyes have a form. Seen has a form. That vision, that power, that which makes the eye see has no form. That which makes the ear hear has no form. The life has no form. So formless expresses its power through the form. So our job is, while seeing the form, Swami, you are formless. Swami, you are beyond this. Once Swami was speaking about so many things. I said, Swami, it's not an ordinary thing. It's not ordinary what is happening today. I thought, it's the best of the compliments that I can ever make. Baba said, oho, till now you are thinking ordinary, right? You are feeling everything is ordinary till now. When will you learn these things, he said. So he is extraordinary. We think Swami in a physical form, but he is beyond, he is beyond. If we limit Swami to that extent, it is formful. Why? I'll give you one example. It was there in Prashantanalayam, time of distribution of clothes on the occasion of Bhagwan's birthday. He asked one boy to hold a dhoti And Swami is cutting with Swami himself with scissor into two. That boy was holding and Swami was cutting. Suddenly Swami said, "Arey boy, your father met with an accident. You go immediately," he said. That boy cried, "Don't worry, I saved him. He's out of danger, you go." That fellow flew immediately to Bombay and he finds his father in the hospital. Where is Swami? Is a form? His form is in Puttaparthi. His formlessness is there in Bombay. Sarvatav Pani Padam Tade Sarvatokshi Siro Mukham Sarvatasruti Malloke Sarvamavritya Tishtati. His feet are spread everywhere. His hands are spread everywhere. His eyes are everywhere. The whole is cosmic form, divine. Therefore, it is formless. That's happened. Another time, one gentleman was flying. He's such a rich man. You must have heard of Sinclair from Connecticut. He openly declared, Sinclair declared there in Sai Kulanthal. What did he say? He owns a flight. He owns a flight. The rich, very rich man. Once he had a fancy to play the role of a pilot. You can own a flight, but you cannot be the pilot. But he had a fancy to do that. He made the pilot sit by his side and he started piloting the flight. There he successfully lost the way. Yes. And the whole machine out of gear and everything is going nowhere. Then he heard sound. He heard a loud voice from the empty air, ethereal space. "Turn to the left. Turn to the right. Be careful. Hold on to the machine. Go. Come on. Land." And he landed successfully. Where is Baba now? He is in the space. Formless Baba saved this man with a form by name Sinclair. So formless saves the formful. Formless is the savior. The one who saved is formful. Am I clear? So from the space, that's what he tells in the divine presence of Swami. He explained his miracle. "Yes, I'm the witness." And then another time, Swami was talking to everybody and suddenly said, "Arey, come on. My devotee is working there near the furnace. He's a blacksmith. He's working close to the furnace. And his child playing around came so close and jumped into the fire. Go, go, come on, I'll save you," shouted Bhagavan. In the interview room, that had happened thousands of miles away from there. There what happened? The boy fell almost and somebody, some force pushed him out of that. And the boy is safe and alive. Where is Baba? Fire is Bhagavan. Space is Bhagavan. That is divine. Please understand. Space is Bhagavan. Fire is Bhagavan. Swami, in his infinite mercy, in the previous incarnation, what happened? There in Shirdi, Bhagavan sat cross-legged. Suddenly he shouted, "Hey boys, come on." Everybody came near. The whole masjid was full of water. Full of water. And Swami took out his kafni, the cover, and he started the water again. And then Shirdi Bhagavan said, "You know, my devotee is in a ship. And the ship is sinking. And all of them are about to collapse. They are crying, and my devotee is the captain of the ship. He is crying for my help. I lifted the ship, and that is the water in Masjid." So formless Bhagavan saved shipload of devotees. That is formless God saving human beings with a form. He is water. He is fire. He is the space. What not? He is the space. And again, Bhagavan, that form and formlessness, how he explains this way. Swami says, like, see, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Just place like that. Swami, everything is fine. Oho, Manchidi. What is this? He said. Swami, flower, Swami. Okay. Has this flower a form? Yes, Swami. Oho. Sure? Yes, Swami. He said it. That got transformed into diamond ring. What is this? Ring. Oho. You said flower, why? Swami, it was flower. Now it's a ring. I have not said anything. You made it. I have not said anything. Swami said, the power that made the flower, the power that transformed the flower into a ring has no form, but these two have forms. Form to formlessness. Formlessness to a form. They are interlinked, intertwined, interdependent. That's what we have got to understand. That's what we have got to understand. Intertwined. Let us not think that formlessness is superior, that formful worship is inferior. No, no. So long I am attached to this form, God has a form. When I transcend this, when I transcend the limitations of my body, when I transcend the attributes sattva, rajas, tamo guna, sattva, piousness, rajas, emotional aspect, tamo guna, the sluggishness, gluttony, when once I transcend the three gunas, when I go beyond the body, then I can say God is formless. So from form to formless, why? Suddenly Shirdi Bhagavan, sitting in the mandir, stretched his hand, shouted, hey, come on. No worry, he said. Everybody were taken by surprise. Swami, what is it you are doing? People already started making fun of us for running after a fakir. And your actions, talk is also like that. Then Shirdi Bhagavan, out of compassion, said, my devotee, a blacksmith, working with fire, repeating my name, his child was playing around, fell into the fire. I stretched my hand from here, saved the child from being totally burnt. That is Baba, form to formless, formless to form, interchangeable, depending upon our qualification, depending upon our vision, depending upon our evolution. It is a course of evolution. Once out of ignorance, when Swami was doing so many things, I said unknowingly, Swami, it's not an ordinary thing. It's not an ordinary thing. I thought I am paying compliment to Bhagavan. And he said, inka ordinary anukuntunnava anamata. Till now you are thinking still it's ordinary. Bhagavan is extraordinary, you should know that, he said. Bhagavan is extraordinary. That extraordinariness is formless. That which is ordinary has a form. My friends, it is a travel from form to formlessness. It is a travel from attribute to attributelessness. It is a travel with guna attributes to nirguna attributelessness. Sakara with a form to nirakara formlessness. It is a course of evolution. It is a course of evolution. We find Swami everywhere, anywhere. Once in Shirdi, Bhagavan sat there and suddenly water out of Bhagavan's, water everywhere. And Swami said, come on, take out my clothes. And they're just squeezing it. The whole masjid is full of water. Then Bhagavan said, my devotee is the captain of a ship there and the ship is sinking. I had to go and protect him. That is the water here.
there is the water here. That is Bhagavan Sai Baba. Understand. Whom are we worshipping? You are not worshipping an ordinary person. You are not worshipping a person with a flesh form and a name. You have something beyond cosmic form, universal form, present everywhere. But to give us the joy of contact, joy of joking with us, the pleasure of sharing his company, formless has taken a form. Sakara, the nirakara, formless has taken a form. Sakara, nirguna, the attributelessness, has assumed saguna attributes. It is a process of travel. As I ascend, as I evolve from one stage to higher, we'll be able to comprehend that Swami is everywhere. Why? It was explained by Sinclair for Connecticut. In the divine presence of Swami, he explained, we were all there. It seems he had a fancy to pilot his own helicopter or pilot, I don't know. And then he was doing like that. And then suddenly he heard some ethereal voice from empty space. Turn to the left, turn to the right, hold down that machine, take down. And then he just landed safely. And then returned home hurriedly. There he finds Swami sitting on a chair, whom he never met before. Connecticut, United States. This he narrated in front of Swami. And Swami was watching as if he is also one of the listeners. Ah, I see. Okay. And he was telling. And then, what happened was, he landed and he saw Swami. And then he immediately went in, came out. Swami vanished. He didn't find him there on the chair. And he thought some illusion, some imagination. I had some shock in the air. Therefore, shock on earth, it's all continuation. Account brought forward, it's all right. That's what he thought. Took it in just in a lighter way. After so many years, he came to Puttaparthi. Swami looks at him and says, I saved you from a total catastrophe. Huh? When did you save me, Swami? Aray, flight to helicopter. That side, this side, you would have gone to the upper side. You know? I only saved you. Ah, Swami, recall, by the time you came home, I was sitting on the chair, you remember. Oh, thought Swami, it's my imagination. Swami said, that is your foolishness, not imagination. So where is Swami now? What is his power? You can understand it. He has the form, and beyond form. He has the name, but beyond name. He is in a space, but beyond space. Both are here. Simple example. Simple example. A balloon has a form, but the air inside has no form. Air inside takes the form of a balloon. Air inside takes the form of a balloon. Tire has air. Air takes the form of tire. Tire, balloon, others may vary in their sizes. But air is formless. So formless assumes a form. Form has a basis, that formless aspect. These are interlinked. We should qualify ourselves to go from akara, shape, form, to nirakara, that formless aspect. From saguna with attributes to that state of nirguna, attributelessness. It is a course of evolution. It is a course of evolution in the spiritual progress, in the spiritual travel of every one of us. We should be highly conscious of that fact. All the five elements are under the total control of Bhagavan Sri Satsai Baba. Total control. All of you must have witnessed. It was the time of International Balavikas Festival. And most of the children gathered there, thousands of them. It rained heavily. and all the tents are highly disturbed. Shamian has also fell down. People were very much worried what would happen to the children there staying in Shamian. What would happen? Because the whole thing fell down because of rain. When the elders went there by 10:30 at night, all children are safe. Why? There was no rain in that area. Rain everywhere, no rain there. That is such a Sai Baba understanding. Rain all over, but that area, no rain. Major General Mahadevan was the state president of Tamil Nadu. He immediately went to Swami. Swami, what happened? Swami, pillalu, their children are very nice. But you are nice, not nice. Swami, what is it? I am not nice. Yes, you are not nice. Because you had no faith. Children had full faith. Therefore, they are like that. Elders have no faith. Children have... We got banging also from Swami. He got additional dose also. So, we should always remember to experience that. We should qualify ourselves. That's what happened in Prashantinilayam. Most of you who visited Prashantinilayam must have experienced another thing. Dasara time, there will be rain. It's a rainy season. It is on record to the experience of many people. There will be rain all over, but not in Prashantinilayam. Rain all over. No rain there in Prashantinilayam. Swami, heavy rain outside. Is that rain? As if he never knew about it. As if he doesn't know what rain is. Swami, no rain here. The controller, master. And the next day, Swami said in his discourse, five elements are here. You understand this? Once he was talking to boys. And boys, what is there? Nothing, Swami. Out of nothing, everything comes. Understand? Nothing is everything. And everything is nothing. That is such a Sai Baba. He gives you that experience of form and formlessness. What is formless? Formlessness. It means like the space, like the air that has no form. Now Swami explains this way. We are really fortunate. We don't know how fortunate we are. There cannot be a higher beggar than a fellow who does not know his own fortune. He has got so much of gold with him, but still he thinks he's a beggar. Like that. We do not know how rich we are. We do not know how blessed we are. If there is any blessed man on earth today, it is only the devotee of Bhagavan Sri Sai Baba. Why do I say that? Am I dogmatic or fanatic? You are lunatic to question me. Yes. Because that is the experience. That is the experience. Yes. It's not simply we say that. We have experienced. We have seen Swami. And how he just like that. He sits like that. Once he sat there and in Kodaikanal, he called one volunteer. Chudu, Bojani ochinademo chudu. Is Bozani from LA. Find out if Bozani is there. That volunteer came and said, Swami, Bozani came there. His wife and children? Yes, Swami, they are all seen. I see. His wife did not follow him. His children are there. Why do you bluff like that? I know. Why do you bluff like that? That's what Swami said. I know. Why do you bluff like that? It only means Swami knows. Because he says, I am here, I am there also. I am there also. Somebody said, Swami, another experience. One boy by name Sai Ji, an engineer. He was supervising construction of one of the buildings there. Well, it was the time when that roof work is being done, concrete. And this engineer was supervising. Fine, 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 fine. Tala, he fell down. Not fine with him, what to do. So he fell down from the top. And he fell on the pebbles, stones. It would have been finished by that time. Totally. Totally. Not even fit for anatomy theater. Gone. But out of shock, he closed his eyes. When he opens his eyes, he's on sand. Because construction work, you find heaps of sand and also the boulders and stones. And this man is on the sand. He was shocked. Then he sat for darshan. Says, Swami, hey, Maya, hey, Metluntivi, how are you? I protected you. I protected you. Please follow the statement of Bhagavan. I protected you as Lord Vishnu protected Prahalada. That is such Sai Baba. That is such a Sai Baba. You think he's a form? He has a form and formless. This and that. Obverse and the reverse are the same coin. They are not contradictory. They are not opposite poles. Same, same. One expresses, one does not. Another time Swami said, flower. Flower has a form, but fragrance, smell, has no form. Has no form. Now, is the form correct or formlessness correct? Both are correct. When you take the form, flower. When you take the formless, fragrance. Both are correct. That kind of synthesis. My friends, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, today, is universally accepted because no school of philosophy, no ideology is ever contradictory, is ever opposite to any school of philosophy, to any doctrine, because synthesis is Satya Sai Baba. Synthesis is Satya Sai Baba. How he links, how he unifies, how he brings all kinds of schools together. I give you one example. One bishop from France came to Swami. He wanted to visit, go around all the country, but having come to Prashantralayam, he cancelled the whole trip and stayed there in Prashantralayam. He was to go around the whole country. He did not go anywhere, he stayed there. And that too, he drives straight into Purnachandra Auditorium in his car. Swami was inviting him to join him at the breakfast table, lunch, tea, dinner. People were speaking very high of him. Naturally, I had a curiosity to see him. Naturally, who is this man? But what to do? By the time I go to the college, everything will be over. By the time I return, it's bhajan session. Went to see this bishop who is such a VIP. Then Sunday, I thought it's the best day. Sunday, well, bishop was always sitting in the front row, first man, of the complexion of mango fruit. First class beard. The complexion of gold with a black gown. Serene, serene, silent, accompanied by disciple, very tall man. Pointed nose, the black gown. I thought, if this man is to play the role of Jesus Christ, I would make a film on him. He was so handsome. So then I wanted to see these two. What to do? Because all were lined up. It is darshan time. I dare not get up. Though my life is insured, I dare not get up. So I was just sitting there. And then Swami called a group of foreigners for an interview. then we are, and he called one of the old students also. Then it will take 40 to 45 minutes at least. Very good, I thought. Convenient time. He closed the door. I walked to the front veranda to see the bishop, how he is. I watched him. Are, how lucky man you are, huh? Are, wah. I'm engrossed in his captivating personality and his disciple as well. Suddenly, Swami's door opened. Swami comes out. Yemi. What happened to you? Why are you here? Then he said, Are, I know. When bishop has come to see me, you have come to see the bishop. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you, he said. Huh? I just kept quiet. Better be silent. If you open your mouth, you'll get two more. I know that. Just kept. Then after some time, he opened the door. Asked Bishop, come on. He gave him interview. And also his disciple, Queen from Belgium and her friend, four of them were called for interview. And then he looked, come on, you can see Bishop more in the interview room. So I went in. And those people don't know Telugu. And my mother tongue is Telugu. He started talking to him. Bagunnada, is he handsome? Swami, bale unnada, Swami, very fine. Aha, yemi nachindi neeku? That man is simply, Swami, because he doesn't know what is going on here. And then he started speaking on the Bible and Jesus Christ. And that bishop was wonderstruck, dumbfounded. Swami is speaking on Christ. I'm from a Christian college. I served there for 26 years. I studied there for 4 years. What all this missionary zeal, missionary spirit, I have learned from that Christian college only, that commitment. I owe everything, a lot, to my parent institution. And I never heard. I heard many sermons there. But Swami started speaking Advaita. Yes, non-dualism on Bible. And Bishop started, Swami. He didn't know what to say. Who am I to look at either Swami or Bishop? That's my problem. So I was looking at both. Then, towards the end, what he did was, Chusava, have you seen him? Chala, enough of him? And then, took his sleeves like that. He materialized gold container of this size. With a spoon, gold spoon. And that gold container is full of nectar to the brim. Amrit. Anil, come here, he said. Hold it carefully. Not a drop should fall, he said. Till then I was holding nicely. When he said, be careful, it started shaking. Further, means not a drop should fall. I'm afraid whole thing may fall. And then, with that spoon in a nice way, he was distributing amrit to everybody. Everybody. Then, will I get or not? Is it only for Belgium queen and her friend and bishop and his husband? I was just looking like that. Are Supanath Oda, he said. You're a man of jealousy. What? I'll give you. Why are you like that? Open your mouth, he said. He gave me one spoon of amrit. Then some more is remaining. To whom will it go? That's my curiosity. Again, second round to Bishop. I am not prepared to accept it. To whom? I am holding the container. Still some more is there. Swami looked at me. What's the matter? Then he said, you speak a lot. You talk to many people. So you need more amrit. Open that. He emptied all that into my mouth. Very nice. And I tell you, my friends, the sweetness has gone up to the navel. I can't describe in words. And then Swami said, hold it carefully. Don't tell anybody. He knows my weakness. If anything comes to my notice, ABC, Anil Kumar Broadcasting Corporation, it will go to the whole world. It's very difficult for me to contain this. Don't tell anybody. Further, he said, I materialized Amrit 40 years ago. I stopped materializing because today is Bishop's birthday. Therefore, I celebrated it. He's a very good man, thorough, a man of sacrifice. He started speaking in English. And Bishop would follow, Swami, what is I was enjoying a fine, divine romance going on between them. And then he said, now you go to the college, but don't tell, he said. As he was distributing amrit, some fell on my palm also. So what am I to do? I stretched my fingers like that and came out of the interview. Savadal noticed that. I know everybody. I'm accessible to everyone. I don't maintain any distance. I'm not a snake or a tiger. We should be very friendly with everybody. That's what I believe in it. So, this Savadal fellow saw, sir, what happened inside? Swami said, what? Don't tell. These fellows asking me, tell. A thought came to my mind. Swami said, don't tell. But he did not say, don't smell. He did not say that. So when every fellow came, come on. It has got such a smell. No Paris scents would ever equal that. Everybody, sir, very nice. Sir, what happened? And I went home like that. And my wife was washing vessels. She said, why are you keeping hold that? Swami did not, don't tell, he said. But he did not say, don't tell your wife. He did not say that. So I told her what all happened. She immediately said, she brought a plate, wanted me to wash my hands there. Believe me, the smell lasted for one full week. That is such a Sai Baba. That is the power of such a Sai Baba. I watched there. Form to formlessness. It was in Kodaikanal, the early days of my entry into Swami's institution. The first year to second year is honeymoon period. You can afford to commit mistakes. Newly married couple, even the wife spoils, the husband says, honey, is very nice. That period is such. After 6 months, that fellow will understand what life is. Honeymoon period. So Swami tolerates in the beginning like that. So in Kodaikanal, it was Eeswarama day and the food distribution was going on. Suddenly, food stuff is over there in the kitchen. Over. Mrs. Ratanlal called me, please tell Swami there's no food. Many hundreds are coming. Please tell Swami. Fools rush in where angels fear to tread. So I am fool number one at that time. Being honeymoon period, you know. Just I went, Swami, I am. Aipoyindi, Swami, food is over. Huh? Food is exhausted.
Shut up.
What nonsense you are speaking. Swami, food is over, they told that. It cannot be over, you understand? Okay, Swami, she told me. Don't talk. First shock to me was that. Then neatly I went. Mrs. Ratanlal met me there. Anil Kumar, all the utensils are full of food stuff. They were empty. Now they are full. That is such a Sai Baba. That is such a Sai Baba. When Jesus was invited to a wedding, Jesus Christ, it was meant for 300 to 400 people, but 5,000 people attended that lunch. And Lord went there. The host came and said, Lord, there's no more food. Lord went and touched the empty containers full of wine and bread. That is such a Sai Baba. The second coming of Christ, the cosmic Christ, the return of Jesus Christ, the divinity on earth is Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, the family.